Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Oh, I just came in from the cold of Southern California. I think it dipped into the high 60s, so I was a little chilly. We're going to do a little something different today for Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being here with us today and every day that you've been here with us in the last year. And I thought I'd reflect first a little bit on the year. We had a lot of blessings here at Catholic Answers in the studios department. John Versillo, he's got a married daughter now. Franny's married. So we got a marriage. We got two babies in our department. Unless I am mistaken, we got two babies in our department. Darren welcomed his sixth child, and Edgar welcomed his first child. I know there will be a second one soon with Edgar because Lena is already missing his infancy. She's sad that he's not a tiny little infant anymore. So I think nature is telling us baby number two will be coming soon. So that's pretty good. Are there any other things that I should say? Any other great gifts of the department? I am going to mention that we have a new employee in our department. We have a new colleague in our department.
Johnny turned 18.
Oh, Johnny Versillo turned 18. Okay. So he's had to stop his criminal activities. That's not, no, Johnny's the sweetest guy. And on the day he turned 18, I told him to knock off his criminal life because now he could serve real time. But he's so innocent. I think he was like, I'm not a criminal. So yeah, Luke Bender came. We got Luke Bender back in the spring. He came from the Midwest. He's a computer genius. He's really a super high energy, super well organized, and very creative, intelligent person, which is new for us here at Catholic Answers. We haven't, just kidding. I'm only kidding about that. But Luke has really brought something great. He understands YouTube in a way that I don't think any of us have ever understood YouTube. And if you want to grow in the media world, you got to grow on YouTube these days. So he's just killing it then. Plus, we really like Luke. So let's see. We also got this new studio set up here at the end of the year. Edgar came in on a long weekend and just killed it, just knocked it out of the park. The thing I've been wanting, we don't quite have it working yet, but I've been wanting, I don't know if you can see in the shot, that TV, that will become, when we're interviewing people, you'll be able to see that, the person that we're interviewing on that TV. I think that adds something nice. But look at this beautiful table that Edgar built. He cut the tree down. IKEA? I don't know where he got it. But maybe. Facebook Marketplace? Right. Okay, so this is a beautiful. I'd like to thank the Rodriguez family from Chula Vista for their dinner table. I don't actually know where we got it, but Facebook Marketplace we got. And so the new studio setup is nice, and we're doing new things in the studios department. We started doing a super show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll see where that goes. But it's allowing for a different kind of media, for us to make a different kind of media. I think I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel like we're still in the learning stages of it, but it's going to get really good. I think in the next year, you're going to be really happy with Super Show. I think and if you haven't seen it, you can watch it on YouTube. It's in file with all our other shows on our page on YouTube. Or you can just join us at 2 p.m. Pacific. That would be 5 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday and Thursday. We're live, and you can participate in Super Show. So that's some of the good stuff that's happened around here. Plus, we just get to keep doing what we're doing. That's always, I think sometimes we want to be grateful for the new things, but the fact that you just get to keep doing what you're doing is a real blessing, and you've made that possible. But you know what? We're grateful to God because he's the prime mover there. He's the real reason why. By the way, I'm wearing a hoodie right now for Christmas Day. Don't you think this is better than wearing a collared shirt? If you do, could you write to John Versillo at Catholic Answers and tell him that for the year 2026, Cy should wear hoodies? I'm not saying that I'm in a conflict with my boss about this that's been going on for 9 years now. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, look at how nice the hoodie looks. I should get to wear it every day and not have to wear collared shirts anymore. Merry Christmas, John Versillo. You'll be getting emails now. Some new things in the Catholic Church, too. And the first one I would like to mention is a lot of new Catholics. And that's been a great thing. We saw the RCIA, OCIA explode in the last year. More and more people coming to the faith. Lots of articles about how young people, teens, 20s, maybe even younger, we don't know. We won't know about those for a few years, interested in the Catholic faith in a way that they have not been before. Certainly, you know, there's all the sociological reasons. When things become unsettled, you look for something that's solid. And you know, when the New York Times writes an article on how did Catholics, and they did, they wrote an article this year, how did Catholicism become cool again? They'll look at the sociological reasons, and there is that. There is the fact that a liquid society, a liquid culture, as it increases in its liquefying, people are reaching for something solid that they can hold on to. And the rock, you know, the rock of the Catholic Church, I think, the sociological reasons certainly don't exhaust it. And I think there are also deeper spiritual reasons for that. And we can thank God for those. And we just have to be ready to welcome people and help people into the fullness of the Christian faith, which, of course, can only be found in the Catholic Church, the church that Christ himself founded that still has the form that Christ himself gave it. And the great thing that people can receive is the coming to the sacraments. And here in the sacraments, they will find not just something solid, something to hold on to, something that withstands the changes, the tides that come in and out of time, but they'll also find salvation and eternal life. And at the deepest level, and I have really become convinced we need to do a better job of talking about this, the gift that Christ gives in the sacraments is the gift of peace. The Spirit, the family, the society are all deepened in their ability to know peace. And so we got to do a better job of communicating the peace of Christ that we find in the sacramental life, because the sacramental life is the life given to us by Jesus. The new life that he gives us is the sacramental life. So, and that is where we encounter that life. It goes on long after we have stopped receiving the sacraments. It will go on into eternity. But that the sacraments are the doorway to eternal life for us, to the life that Christ gives us, and that life is a life filled with peace. So that's a good thing that the church has experienced this year, the filling up of the OCIA preparation in parishes. That sense, even in the culture, that Catholicism is having a moment, that's a gift. And we got a new pope. We got Pope Leo. In some ways, you're grateful for a new thing when you get a new pope. In some ways, you're grateful for the old things when you get a new pope. The same old, we did it again. The time marches on, but there it is, another pope. And, you know, since Christ died, rose, and ascended into heaven, let's call that 1,000, no, yeah, let's call that 1,093 years ago. If you added up all the time that we have been without a Holy Father in the Catholic Church, probably wouldn't even come to 10 years out of that. Every interregnum added together. Now, I've never added it up. I've never done the math. I'm just saying that God has provided for us. So we're grateful for a new pope, crazy new in the sense that he's from Chicago. Who saw that coming? New, but also the election of the pope means just the same old thing keeps happening. And as I said, often we're grateful for the new things. We should be grateful for the things that just keep happening, because those are the signs of Christ's fidelity. And we have got a lot of things to be thankful for in that regard. Certainly the world is in a state of upset, turmoil. Old things are passing, new things are being born. That's very painful. We don't know if those new things are monsters or the angels of our better nature. We don't know until the birth pangs pass. But something's happening in the world, and it's very upsetting and all that. But I would like to to conclude the Christmas remarks here, and then let you go back to your. There's probably not a turkey leg left. Somebody already ate the turkey legs. But make a ham sandwich and whatever is coming up here for the rest of your Christmas day. Father Shmeiman, the great Russian Orthodox priest, I haven't read extensively Father Schmemann, but there's always one thing, one idea that's in him that resonates with me. And that is that somehow a dirty trick was pulled on the Christian church. This is my words. I'm paraphrasing ideas from Father Schmemann. That a dirty trick was pulled on the church, that somehow the church got turned into rules and regulations in the modern world. And there are rules and regulations, of course. Every society has rules and regulations, and there are in the church. But what is the coming of Christianity to the life of a person, to the life of a nation, to the life of a family? What, it's not the coming of rules and regulations. It's not coming. It's not even the coming of the of order. I mean, these things are part of it, but I think Father Schmemann is right that there's one word that sums up Christianity, what Christianity is, and that word is joy. And we've got to do a better job of living in that joy, of knowing that joy ourselves. Again, I will recommend the sacramental life to you. That's where Christ, who wants our joy to be complete, meets us. We're doing a better job at that, too. We had a big Eucharistic Congress. That's another thing to be thankful for, is the fruits of that Eucharistic Congress are still pouring out of the Lord's basket. You know, he's still pouring out those fruits on us. But it's joy. What is it to be a Christian? If someone asks you, what is it to be a Christian? If you can't say joy, then keep working, keep praying, keep participating in those sacraments, because that's what it is. It's joy within joy within joy. And Christ himself has prayed that his joy will be in us and our joy will be complete. So a joyous season to you. Merry Christmas. We'll see you. We've got more shows coming up till the end of the year, but we'll also see you again in the new year. So happy new year, as well as Merry Christmas to you on this Christmas day.